You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A little more than half of Wisconsin students who took the state's main standardized test last spring met or exceeded grade-level expectations in English, language, arts, and math. But it's hard to compare the results of last year's forward exam because the Department of Public Instruction changed the scoring system. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is claiming FEMA is running out of money, but the Federal Emergency Agency says it's not true. Hovde goes on to claim in a social media post that money for Hurricane Helene relief is being diverted to illegal immigrants. FEMA says that's not the case either and is asking people to stop sharing the video. Young adults are registered to vote like never before. Vote.org reports signing up a record 800,000 new voters under the age of 35. Registration is especially high in states with abortion restrictions, like Wisconsin.
In spite of all that kind of dysfunction, they're being compelled to vote by a lot of issues they've also grown up around. This is the generation that grew up with mass shootings in schools.
John Marcus reports on higher education for the Heschinger Report. Blame supply and demand for higher egg prices. University of Wisconsin economist Andrew Stevens says this year's bird flu outbreak meant a lot of laying hens had to be euthanized, and it takes about 6 months to replace them. Stevens points out it's also the time of year when more people start baking again, which brings up demand. The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Local power crews are staging near the state line to head south to help with the hurricane. As Hurricane Milton approaches Florida, local power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. Crime in Milwaukee is down. Third quarter crime statistics released by Milwaukee Police show a trend. Homicides are down 22% and shootings are down by 23% compared to the same time last year. While the overall crime rate for major offenses has decreased by 4%, the city is still dealing with a rise in robberies, car thefts, and carjackings. Police say that crime levels do remain substantially higher than those before COVID. There's now a legal battle over getting school resource officers back in MPS. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is suing the district to enforce compliance with state law. The lawsuit demands immediate action to fulfill the requirements of Act 12, which mandates the presence of at least 25 school resource officers in the district. MPS officials claim they're working on implementing the program and negotiating finances with the city. The attack on lead was prominent in the area yesterday. President Joe Biden was in Milwaukee talking about new efforts to replace lead water pipelines. On the same day, local and state officials were spotlighting new federal spending to get lead paint out of homes. Milwaukee and Kenosha are set to receive about $13 million to fund efforts to remove lead paint hazards in homes. The initiatives are part of broader moves to keep the toxic chemicals away from kids. Brewers fans can expect a new viewing experience next season. The team has parted ways with Bally Sports, handing over broadcast responsibilities to Major League Baseball. The transition will result in a new TV channel for Brewers games. The team says the broadcast crew will remain mainly the same. According to team officials, the change is not expected to incur additional costs for viewers, with plans for a dedicated Brewers channel on cable TV. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers installing the game plan for their matchup Sunday against the Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love has already thrown 5 interceptions this season, but says he knows he can do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you just got to be smart with the ball. You know, you look at last week and we're down, we're trying to make plays. So you're trying to force the ball and things like that. But it just comes down to being smart with the ball, and I got to do a better job with that.
NBA Bucks head coach Doc Rivers says they may have dodged a bullet. New guard Gary Trent Jr., signed from the Raptors, did not need an MRI after suffering a hyperextended elbow against the Pistons. Rivers says he may even be able to play tomorrow night when the Bucks host the Lakers. College basketball, Greg Gard says he's been impressed this summer by sophomore guard John Blackwell, saying he kind of reminds him of former Badger Johnny Davis, who's now in the NBA.
Came back in June. I felt he knew he was the best player on the floor. He wanted to dominate. It's just a competitive mindset to be the best on the floor.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you haven't seen Wolverine and Deadpool yet, you're in luck. It's still in theaters. The film has taken in $633 million at the domestic box office, and it's been in theaters since early July. Showing some serious staying power, the Ryan Reynolds-Hugh Jackman-led blockbuster came in 7th place this past weekend at the box office, still managing to pull in $1.5 million in its 11th week of release. That, folks, is what they call having box office legs. In interesting business model news, who doesn't love to be freaked out by their accommodations when traveling? That said, soon you can make your worst nightmares come true by staying at the house that was the setting for the 1982 film Poltergeist. The Simi Valley, California house just sold to a man hoping to not only turn it into an Airbnb, but replicate the movie set where a young girl got sucked into the TV set. Luckily, that is more unlikely to happen nowadays with the much less poltergeist-friendly flat-screen TVs. If you're sort of in the dumps about recent Star Wars shows not lasting so long, don't feel sorry for the franchise. The brand is as profitable as ever. The Hollywood Reporter says the studio made $1 billion from merchandising in 2023 alone. In a stroke of genius, Star Wars creator George Lucas negotiated for the rights to merchandise. The studios thought he was crazy and agreed. Lucas sold the rights back to Disney a few years ago for $4 billion. It's just that simple. All he had to do was create a profitable movie franchise. Word on the street is that actor Fart Smith and star of Independence Day, Will Smith, and Michael Bay, director of the first Bad Boys with Smith, are teaming up for a new action film for Netflix called Fast and Loose. Smith recently made headlines for having the worst smelling gas in the Western Hemisphere. Director Barry Sonnenfeld claimed that on the original Men in Black, Will ripped a doozy that closed down the set until the stench subsided a week ago Tuesday. Despite being married to the star of Sex and the City, Mr. Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick, says there are guest roles he had no problem turning down when offered so the two could work together. One role in particular the actor turned down was that of a premature, sort of sounds like miscalculator. Hey, that actually kind of makes sense. The New York Post reports that Parker says the couple doesn't work together because why would they? Stating a desire to keep their personal and professional lives separate. It's official. Taylor Swift is the richest female musician in the world. To be honest, I couldn't believe she wasn't already. Forbes reports that the 34-year-old megastar has a net worth of $1.6 billion. That's impressive enough, but she officially became a billionaire just last fall, so the cash is still rolling in. Swift surpassed the former richest female musician, Rihanna, who has a net worth of a measly $1.4 billion. Sounds like Taylor can officially stop waitressing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to keep our temperatures in the 60s here for the next several days, but fall is coming. We're actually going to drop our highs into the 50s by early next week. Today, sunny 65. Tonight, we'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Friday, 80, but we'll drop to a high of 64 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.